term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
It is Harrison's ball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home is up 8-0 right now. I know that it was a tough effort offensively, but you got to like Mountain Home's efforts so far on the boards.
Yeah, we got 13 rebounds already to start this game, and we're just getting good shots. They're just not dropping. As soon as you see a couple of those go down, we start shooting well. This game could go balloon up pretty quickly for the Lady Bombers.
Lee with them. She's going to just lose the ball there, and another unforced turnover against the Lady Goblins. Bailey Rindberg and Sarah Williams coming in for the first time tonight, replacing Jayla Yonkers and Witten Coleman. Williams, a 5'9 junior. Rindberg, a 5'7 junior. By the way, I mentioned Libby Fossus earlier checking in. She is a 6-foot sophomore for the Lady Bombers.
Somebody give us a spark. Let's get somebody to give us some points and give us a quick spark.
Rindberg with it. She will throw it up top to Williams. Over on the left side to Husky. Husky will give it up top to Fossus. Over to Moore on the right side. Moore's going to dribble to the corner. Goes back out to the wing. 15 left on the shot clock. Moore will give it up top to Fossus. Over on the left side to Rittenberg. Rittenberg's going to drill to the low block. As is going to be fouled, I guess. I believe. Nor are they going to call a jump ball. Nope. Yeah, they're calling jump ball.
Jump ball. It's going to remain in Mountain Home. Seven on the shot clock.
Yep. 7:15 left in the half as Husky will inbound the ball to Fossus. She immediately goes in for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Lee. Mitchell with it now. She'll walk it into the front court. Mountain once again in the man-to-man. Mitchell looked like she was going to take the screen. It was met by a double team immediately. And now a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. We're going to get Bailey Rittenberg for the reach-in. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. 6:53 left in the half. Again, Mountain Home up 8-0 right now. Maskell inbounded on the near sideline for the Lady Goblins. Throws it into Webb at the elbow. Gives it to Mitchell, who cuts in for the layup. She is fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the free throw line with a chance to put Harrison on the board for the first time tonight. Sarah Williams with her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers.
Right now we're making Harrison earn everything that they're having to get. They're having to work very hard to get shots up, and the Lady Bombers are doing a really, really good job on their half-court defense.
Mitchell's first free throw is no good. She has one more chance to get rid of that goose egg on the scoreboard.
Let's hope she doesn't.
Second shot is up. Rolls around, does not go. Offensive rebound for Lee. She puts it back up. No, that won't go either, and this time the rebound comes to Williams. So it's still a scoreless game for Harrison right now.
Let's go, Lake. Start getting hot. Take over right here this next couple minutes.
Moore with it up top. She drills to the right side. She's going to put up the long three-pointer. That won't go. And the rebound's knocked around and controlled by Jones. Here's Mitchell quickly into the front court. She'll dribble to the right side. Gives it in the corner to Massengill. Down a low block to Lee. Lee puts up the turnaround layup. It won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Fossens.
If you like watching an offensive basketball game, you need to close your eyes on this one.
Yeah, right. Here's Rittenberg with it. She'll give it out to Moore. She'll dribble to the left side. Takes the screen. And they're going to call Sarah Williams with an illegal screen. That is her second personal foul, 13th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. Anna McCarron coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Libby Fossus. 6:01 left in the half.
Yeah, if you're Harrison, you're kind of happy this game hasn't exploded and gotten out to a lead that you feel like you can't come. But you got to score at some point. If you're Mountain Home, you just got to keep getting shots out.
Ball goes down to Mitchell in the paint. She will give it out to Lee on the left wing. She drills into the lane, going in for the layup. That won't go either. And the rebound's controlled by Rittenberg. Wow, I did not expect this tonight.
Man, I'm telling you, at halftime, I'm going to go up in between the goal and throw the ball up from the bottom. And when I throw it up through the bottom, hopefully it'll open it up for us.
Well, Rittenberg just had the ball stripped from her by Mitchell. Another turnover against the Lady Bombers. Ball goes down in the left corner. Ball's knocked away, and Rittenberg makes up for it.
Then turn it right back over
in the backcourt. Here is Lee with it. Gives it to Massengill on the right side. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Williams.
Holy cow.
Oh, my goodness.
This is getting comical, Matt.
It is a little bit. Here is Husky with it on the left side, up top to Moore. She's going to put up the long three-pointer. Go! Oh,
finally got us one to get dropped. There we go. There we go.
Blake and Moore with our first 3 points of the night. 11-0, Mount Tom up with less than 5 minutes left in the half.
I mean, I think we were on a scoring drought of a quarter almost.
Here is Mitchell with up top. He tries to give it to Lee. Ball's knocked away. Lee does corral it, though. She will throw it out on the left side to Jones. She puts up the three to answer. No good. And offensive rebound to Massengill. She'll give it back out to Mitchell, who will set up the offense. 4:37 left in the half. Mitchell dribbles to the left side. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Rittenberg. And then there's fight for the ball. It's a jump ball. It will be Harrison's ball in the possession arrow.
And Bailey got a good steal and then just had the ball taken right away. You know, Brooklyn Mitchell is a strong guard, and she just kind of manhandled that ball and just may have been a foul involved right there, but she got the benefit of the call and got a jump ball.
Winton Coleman and Jaylee Yonkers back in for Mountain Home as Parker Husky and Bailey Rittenberg take a seat. Inbound pass goes to Lee on the left side. She'll dribble up toward the top. Now goes back to the left. Gives it to Massengill in the corner. Down to Lee. She dribbles towards the elbow. Gives up top to Mitchell. 4:18 left in the half. Mitchell dribbles to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. And foul's going to be called on Winton Coleman. That is her first personal foul. That's the last foul Mount Tom has to give this quarter.
They just kind of swapped on us, right? They called all the fouls on them the first half, the first quarter, and then we're getting them this quarter.
11-0, Lady Bombers up. Here is Lee with it. Dribbles toward the top. She's going to put up the three-pointer. May have been partially blocked, and the rebound comes to Moore. She will throw it quickly to McCarn down on the low block. She's going in for the layup. It bounces right
there.
Up.
There we go. Let's get out and get a run going here.
Anna McCarn with eight on the night. 13-0, Lady Bombers up. 3:48 left in the half. Mitchell across the timeline for the Lady Goblins. She's going to dribble into the lane, throws it out to Webb, and now offensive foul away from the ball.
Offensive foul.
Brooklyn Mitchell, her first personal foul, first team foul against the Lady Goblins here in the second quarter. 36 left to play in the half. 13-0, Lady Bombers up. If you had told me 13-0 right now.
I like the nothing part.
Yes. Now, ball is knocked away, out of bounds by Harrison, and Mount Tom will keep possession with 3:27 left in the half. Someone's going to have to go inbound it. It's going to be Yonkers.
Yeah, you heard your senior. I don't know if you could hear right there, Parker Husky over here. She's usually the one who throws that ball in, and she's over there being a captain right here on the bench, even though she's out.
Yeah. Moore goes in for the layup, can't get it to go, but the rebound comes back to her. She'll dribble to the right elbow, gives it to Coleman on the wing. Coleman's going to dribble to the free throw line, gives it back to Moore at the elbow. Moore will give it up top to Williams. Over to Coleman on the right side. Back to Williams in the right corner. Finds Moore just outside the paint. She's going to go in for the jumper. Rolls around and falls in.
Now we're starting to get some shots to fall for Lady Bombers.
Lake and Moore with five on the night. 15-0, Lady Bombers up. 2:50 left in the half. Ball goes to Jones, who's quickly into the front court. Gives it to Webb on the left side. Finds Lee cutting into the lane for the layup. That won't go either, but a late foul call. And London Lee is going to go to the free throw line with 2:43 left in the half. Winton Coleman picks up her second personal foul. The fifth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. So Harrison's going to be shooting free throws.
That's a late call.
Very late.
He waited till she missed that shot. It wasn't much contact. Witten kind of ran in front of her. There wasn't much contact, and he gave her the foul.
Lee misses the first free throw, however. And now Coleman's coming out of the game as Parker Husky comes back in. So one more free throw for Lee. She gets the second one, and Harrison finally gets rid of the goose egg. 15-1 our score. 2:42 left in half.
Yeah, I got a gift to get that, to be honest with you, Matt.
Yeah. Husky into the front court, gives it to Yonkers. She's going to immediately put up the three-pointer. Well, way too strong, and the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Harrison, and Mountain Home will keep possession.
I was just a little jacked up right now. This is a rivalry game. You know, we're getting open shots. They're just a little long, little too strong. That adrenaline's kind of flowing. I think we settle into this game here after the second half, and things start extending out.
Yonkers has the ball knocked away, and now a fight for it. It's going to be a jump ball. Mount Tom will keep it on the possession arrow.
No, it's going towards Harrison.
No.
No, they got it last time over here.
Yeah.
They got it last time on the sideline. They got it on the sideline over here last time.
Wait a minute. He's right. That's right. Rittenberg did get the last one, so it does go back to Harrison. So here comes Mitchell into the front court, gives it to Massengale on the right side. Massengale will dribble into the paint. Now gives it back to Mitchell. Mitchell has it on the right wing, near the top to Lee. And now a foul away from the ball. They're going to get Husky with that one.
They're at Parker.
Yep. That is Parker Husky's first personal
foul. They're going to be at the free throw line.
Harrison already in the bonus. So it will be two shots coming up for Brooklyn Mitchell. So far, she is 0 for 2 from the line.
They're feeling sorry for him or something, Matt. They're gifting them some deals right here. Brooklyn Mitchell just cut straight, pinned, and threw Parker down. And Parker was just trying to hold her ground. He gave her a foul.
Mitchell does get the first free throw. And Harrison's on a 2-0 run right now. And she gets both free throws, her first 2 points of the night. 15-3, our score. Lady Bombers up, 2:01 left in the half. Husky with it on the right side. Gives up top to Williams. Over on the left to Yonkers. Thought about three, now instead she will give it, find a cutting Williams into the lane for the layup. Good.
Good job right there. Good roll by Sarah Claire. Jayla did a fantastic job of holding off those defenders with her eyes until Sarah was able to get open.
And pass goes out of the reach of Mitchell. Moore's there for the steal and the easy layup.
Yeah, Brooklyn just wanted rid of that ball. She got double teamed and wanted rid of the ball and just threw it up.
And another timeout for Harrison. We'll break with 1:28 left in the half. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 19-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Are you looking for a personalized banking experience with a strong community focus? Look no further than FNBC. This is Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location at the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way to see what makes FNBC different. We provide customized financial solutions, technology to run your business more efficiently, and community bankers who value building strong relationships. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Well, Harrison already with just two timeouts left in this game, and we're not even at the end of the first half. 19-3, Mount Home up with 1:28 left in the half. Inbound pass goes to Lee. Now back to Mitchell. Harrison still looking for their first field goal tonight. All their points have come from the free throw line. Ball goes into the front court. Now Webb has it. She'll give it out to Lee, so to Mitchell. Her three-pointer no good, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn. Ball goes to Yonker. She's quickly into the front court. Going into the low block for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for McCarn. She throws it back out to Moore, and Mountain Home gets a fresh 35.
Great hustle there by Anna. She went flying in for that rebound. Was about to go out of bounds and threw it back to a wide-open Lakin. Great awareness. Good hustle.
Moore with it. She's going to dribble into the lane for the runner. In and out. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She goes back up with it. Off the glass and in.
Man, Anna McCarn probably has 6 or 7 offensive rebounds already in this game. Probably double-digit rebounds for sure.
She just reached double figures in scoring with 10. 21-3, Lady Bombers up. 29 seconds left in the half. The shot clock is off. And a double dribble in the backcourt. And Mount Home's going to get it back. Checking in for the first time tonight for Harrison is Sager Clemens, as she will replace Tucker Webb. 26.2 seconds left in the half. Inbound pass goes to McCarn. She puts up another layup. That one a little strong. And the rebound is controlled by Massengale.
Yeah, Coach Husky's wanting a foul right here for the Lady Bombers on this end. She gets absolutely hammered. And on this other end, they come down and get a little tic-tac foul.
Clemens goes into the lane for layup. It is fouled on the way up. She'll head to the line for a pair. Parker Husky picks up her second personal foul. And Matt Harrison already in the bonus. First free throw is up. No good. Sarah Williams comes back in for Mountain Home as Parker Husky takes a seat.
Harrison has not had a field goal. Am I correct in stating that?
Not one. 17.7 left as Clemens' second free throw is up and good. She gets one of two, her first point of the night. 21-4 our score. Now Tompkins hope for the last shot of the half. Yonkers into the front court. Harrison once again in the man-to-man. Down to eight. Ball goes to Williams on the right side. Down to five. Up top to Yonkers. Down to three. Yonkers going to go into the lane, going up for the runner to beat the buzzer. Good!
Great job by Jayla. She looked up and saw the clock was down at three and just went one-on-one. Great little floater. Way to end the half for the Lady Bombers.
So we go into the locker room with Mountain Home up 23-4. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier, factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and